Welcome to Network, a production of Evangelism Ministries of the Georgia Baptist Convention. And now your host, Joel Sutherland.
Welcome to Network, the show dedicated to helping pastors and churches cast the net of the gospel. I'm your host, Joel Sutherland. I'm about to say something I've never said. We have two new consultants in Evangelism Ministries. As a matter of fact, the whole team has kind of changed over in the past month. If you're listening to this in October or November, it's just all happened here in the last few weeks. But we have two new consultants, Jonathan Jordan and Scott Smith. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Good to be with you.
Yeah. Now, just so you know what happened, we have not added to, we've replaced to Mark Merritt, who was in Evangelism Ministries. He has switched over, and he is helping the church pastor relations department. And then Steve Parr is now the vice president of staff coordination and development here at the building. So those two gentlemen have other responsibilities. And so it's us three who are putting this together. So I wanted to get started and just let this show be kind of an introduction to this evangelism staff. Jonathan, starting with you, Jonathan Jordan, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Joel, married, have two children, grew up actually in Tucker, Georgia, right outside the perimeter, and grew up there, went away to school, and in the past 6 years or so have come back to Northeast Georgia, and glad to be back.
So you've actually been an employee at the Georgia Baptist Convention for how long?
Since January 2010, so, came to the convention.
Good, good. Scott, tell us a little bit about yourself as well. Scott Smith.
Yeah, actually, I'm from Georgia as well. So I grew up right outside of Athens in Comer, Georgia, and been living...
You said Comer, Georgia?
Yeah, Comer.
Now, I've been all over the state.
Comer.
Comer is a metropolis or...
See the skyscrapers from Athens.
Metroplex.
Yeah, you draw a line from Athens to Elberton, where they take money for granted. And right in the middle, there's a dot, and there's Comer, Georgia. You've stopped at the red light if you've been through there.
Yes, the red light.
It stays on red till actual traffic.
Comes through.
Comes through, goes.
Right. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, that's where I grew up. All my folks are still in that area. For the last 10-plus years, over a decade now, I've been based in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I've traveled in itinerant evangelism. I have a wife, Scarlett. We've been married 17 years. I have a 13-year-old daughter, Gianna, and we're thrilled to be residents of Georgia now, working for the GBC.
Scott has just moved to the area from Knoxville, so he's still living out of boxes and
exactly
trying to get unpacked. Well, guys, let's talk about what you did before you came to Evangelism Ministries. Jonathan, you were an employee in the building, but you were in a different department, weren't you?
Yes, Joel, I was in Discipleship Ministries, have been in discipleship and thoroughly enjoyed it. Coming to evangelism, we'll look at some team evangelism. We'll look at reaching people through Sunday school and other team evangelism approaches to carry the gospel out.
Sure, and Jonathan will be well-versed and be able to train in anything we do in evangelism, but he brings that unique perspective in that he can help tie your Sunday school ministry into your evangelism ministry and do evangelism through Sunday school. That's one of the six essential things that we teach. And really, Jonathan, in discipleship, you were doing that anyway to some regards. You regularly had, I know you, that's not the Sunday school department, but you had a lot of Sunday school conversations even in that department.
Sure, sure. We talk about, and even in this new context, groups. We talk about Sunday school. We talk about home groups, life groups. Churches call them. 25% of our churches in Georgia have a small group ministry now. And so whatever we call those groups, whether it be Sunday school, life groups, how can you expand those groups? How can we reach people for the cause of Christ?
Sure.
And however that works, that's what we want to do.
Sure. And when we, in evangelism ministry, so you know, when we talk about team evangelism, we just don't mean Sunday school. You can put together random teams if you want to do it. But the natural breakdown of the church is through the small group or Sunday school ministry. And so what we like to say is you already have teams organized in Sunday school, and that's the best way to do evangelism is through those teams you already have. And so Jonathan will be able to help with that and a whole lot more. And he's been involved in Georgia Baptist life, and he's traveled up and down the state for the last few years. And so he's well-versed in Georgia Baptist life. Scott, tell us about what you did before you came here to Evangelism Ministries.
Well, since I graduated Southeastern Seminary in 1995, I've been on the road full-time for the last 17 years, and almost 17 years. I include that senior year. I was busy with itinerant ministry all the way back then. And so that's what I've been doing. I've been in churches all over the country and even in other parts of the world preaching the gospel and doing revival meetings and conferences. Interestingly, Probably I'd say about a third of my itinerary year to year on average has been in Georgia. So I've spent a lot of time in Georgia. I know a lot of Georgia pastors. You know, in a lot of ways, I feel like I've already been in Georgia, right, even though my residence is only recently here, not just because I grew up here, but because really I've spent a lot of the last 17 years in Georgia in an itinerant ministry, church to church.
Sure, there'll be a lot of pastors who know you already, whether you've done revivals for them or they've been to a revival or a conference that you've done. Mm-hmm. I know you've done marriage conferences in the state, all those kind of things, so you're well familiar with Georgia Baptist life. And Scott, you've been in evangelism. You said it, but I just want, since you got out of seminary, I think. I mean,
yeah,
you've done the whole gamut from when I met you, you lived on an RV. Is that the correct term?
Yeah, we spent 8 years on an RV. My daughter grew up on the road, so we've done it. I mean, we've not only ministered at Southern Baptist churches all over Georgia, we've lived in their parking lots, you know, many of them. For a long, long time. So, yeah.
Sure. So we're glad to have you on board, Scott, and look forward to what you're going to bring to Evangelism Ministries. If somebody wants to find out more about you, you have a ministry webpage they can go to and find
out. Yeah, you can go to SNS. Those are my initials. And a lot of people know me by my full name, Scott Newton Smith Ministries. So snsministries.org. That's all about our itinerant preaching ministry.
Yeah, so he's got that out there. You can check out some of that as well. Well, guys, we've been in a really, at the time of this recording, we've been in a 2-day kind of staff meeting orientation, and we have been talking about reaching our state for Christ and every church being intentionally evangelistic. The fact is, around this microphone is the whole Evangelism Ministries team plus one assistant, Loretta Crow, who's new in evangelism as our admin assistant there in evangelism. But it's the three of us who are on the road. There are 3,600 Georgia Baptist churches. When you sit down, and we looked yesterday, that every single size of church is in decline in their yearly baptisms. And so we're all going backwards, basically. And so we look at that number, and we prayerfully say, we want to affect that number. We want more people to be reached for Christ. We want to reduce the lostness. We're talking about ways that can happen. But the bottom line is, as Scott just said a moment ago, if we divide up the state, we all get 1,200 churches apiece. So that's not going to work. That's not going to work. That would be 4 churches a day, every day of the year without taking. I mean, obviously, we say that tongue in cheek. We know it's not possible. But all three of us kind of bring a distinctive about our approach to evangelism and evangelism training. It's true, gentlemen, isn't it? We live in a day where you can't ignore the digital and technology tools that we need to use to share the gospel.
Absolutely.
So we want to employ those tools and use those to help churches. Scott, just give us some example of what some of those might be.
Well, I mean, where do I start? I think let me speak to you before I talk about the tools. It's not just about using the tools because they're there and they're convenient. Literally, the tools that I'm going to talk about using and that we're going to be talking about using over the next couple of years as they hear us live and in person in different places, we come to their churches and train, is the fact that these very things have impacted the culture. Mm-hmm. We're literally living in the digital generation, the digital age, the internet age, and it thinks different, functions different, relates to one another different, gathers information differently, appraises information differently than any previous generation. So we're not going to come to the table and say, okay, you know, it's a different day. All the old methods don't work anymore. Let's start over. Let's do this internet thing. That's not at all what we're saying. However, we need to add to the mix, understanding that some of the very tools and technologies that have changed literally the psyche and the psychology of the culture are also the reasons many of them are not as engaged in a Baptist faith experience as they once were. And also, these are the tools that hold some of the greatest promise for reaching that same generation.
Right. We want to be in the stream of information that's going on every day, whether we're out there or not. Now, we're going to say that in two ways. We're going to say that the church needs to be in that stream of information, using these tools to get out there, impact the culture. But for our own personal training and even our department, when we're trying to help pastors reach their community for Christ, we're going to deliver some of our training through those same mechanisms and get into that stream of information.
Yeah.
So Go ahead, John.
Joel, I think we've got to be in the stream. We have got to be in the stream of information that the technology has been a game changer. Mm. We look at the 2020 report, no, 8.1 million lost folks in Georgia by then. You talk about affecting that number. We've got to be in technology. And it's not, I agree with Scott 100%, it's not throwing this out, it's adding to. We have to be both and especially with the generation coming forward, most of their communication, their interaction, their engaging is on a screen of some type, and we want to be a part of that.
Right. Yeah, because I think all of us would say this. None of us are nerds. You know, I don't enjoy sitting around.
Scott might be.
You're doing technology and all that.
Admitted.
Yeah, no, you know, but here's the truth. If we're putting evangelism rocks in our proverbial jar here, we're going to put the big rocks in that never change. Preaching of the Word of God, Sunday school evangelism, those kind of things. Man, those are always there. But you fill in the gaps a lot of times with some of these other things that churches need to be doing. I know years ago when I first got my church on Facebook, some people got worried, well, that's going to be the only way we communicate. And I said, no, it's not the only way we communicate. We're adding it to our tool chest of communication tools. And that's the way we'll do it with our evangelism training going forward. These guys here around this table bring a unique perspective and approach to evangelism and evangelism training in that we're going to use these tools to help train 3,600 Georgia Baptist churches. Because here's a fact. 20 years ago, the only way you could train was to get in the car and drive around the state. Now, we're going to do that all the time anyway. I think I put 50,000 miles on my car last year. But even doing that, I'm only going to reach a small segment if I'm on the road every day. We're going to help train you in your church and pour into you and provide value for you in your church. That's our goal. And we hope to use all the delivery methods at our disposal. That includes this very radio show and podcast you're listening to today. So guys, welcome to Evangelism Ministries. Any closing words before we sign off?
Just excited to be here. Excited to be on board with what the GBC is doing, and excited to connect with a lot of pastors out there and help them, look at and examine, analyze, and get trained up on some new and innovative ways of reaching people that really are high leverage ways to reach more people than really ever before if we tap into them. I'm really excited about that.
That's great.
It's great to be here to increase the size of the toolbox.
Oh, that's
not
great.
Just one way, but make that box a little bit bigger for that pastor who's really not sure, may have tried two or three things and it didn't work out, or maybe it wasn't planned, and how we can help that pastor, that church, that team, whatever it looks like. How can we help them accomplish the goals of winning people to Christ? And if we can make that toolbox a little bit bigger, the three of us, to give some more options, we want to do it.
Great. Thank you guys for being here today. And speaking of the toolbox, be sure to visit our equipping site, evangelismga.com. On there, where that site's updated weekly, you'll find tons of information, audio, video, blogs, resources that'll help you reach your community for Christ. I'm your host, Joel Sutherland. Thanks for listening to Network. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Network, a program dedicated to challenging believers to cast the net of the gospel. Network is a production of the Evangelism Ministries of the Georgia Baptist Convention.